The Salesian Order was founded by a very popular saint, Saint John Bosco. And strange to say, we're not called Boscoites. So you think you should have founded by a man called Bosco, you should be Boscoites. But actually, Bosco based his spirit on a man called Francis de Sales, who was a bishop there in France. And Francis de Sales had extraordinary gentleness with people and presence and great compassion for people. And John Bosco loved the spirit of Francis de Sales. And that's why we were called Sales Salesians. And we were founded in Italy about 150 years ago. That's very recent, say, compared to some orders which are founded hundreds of years. And like, it's strange that we have actually photographs of our founders. You never think that a saint would be actually photographs of them, that you'd think saints are long ago, there'd have to be old paintings or something of them. But we actually have photographs of our saint, and lovely photographs. And he comes across, as in his spirit, as being a very good-looking, handsome man, and also always with a little touch of a smile on the edge of his lips. And he believed in that. And we were founded in Turin all those years ago by John Bosco to work for young people. The times then were different from now. Maybe there'd have been like Ireland, I'd say, in the 1940s, where there was nothing for people. There was fierce poverty. And there's an awful lot of young people coming to Turin to work, not finding work, and sleeping out rough, and stuff like that. And Bosco saw that, and he saw a fierce opening for it. But he always had a great old heart for young people. And he brought them in. The first time he failed, I'm always glad to say he failed, because he brought this group of young lads, I think they were bricklayers or something, and he brought them in, and he put them up for the night, and gave them old mattresses and, I suppose, blankets at the time. When he came back in the morning, the whole lot were gone, and blankets and mattresses as well gone with them. You know, so, but he had a great heart for young people, and he loved young people, and that's the type of spirit that he has tried to put onto us, to work for young people, and to try to bring, I suppose, young people to God and God to young people in that sense. He was very practical, extremely. He was a man miles ahead of his time. I mean, he said very, very challenging things about things like dress. Clerical dress, that he said, we'll wear jeans if we have to, we'll go in short sleeve shirts if we have to, we'll grow beards if we have to. That doesn't matter at all. The main thing is that the work goes on, and that's extraordinarily freeing from 150 years ago, you know. And above all, he had that sort of notion of attractiveness, of being gentle and attractive. He said things like, you know, very simple things like, a spoonful of honey will attract more bees than a barrel full of vinegar. So if you're throwing out a lot of vinegar, you're going to sort of somehow chase people away. But if you have something attractive, young people will come to it. He also believed the basic principle was that you must start where young people are at. You must get to like their music. You must get into sport. So when we were trained, for example, we were trained in nearly every sport that I can think of. I became a soccer referee, Gaelic football referee. I used to do courses down there in Waterford in basketball. Not only player competence, but also all the coaching, the various levels of coaching skills and things there, in a whole effort to have some entry into the world that young people inhabit, so that if you love what they love, maybe eventually you'll bring them to love what you love. And it has to be done with a tremendous spirit and love and life. I think that's the attractive thing about the Salesians. And we're noted for that we have fierce life and fierce attractiveness in us, particularly towards young people. And John Bosco started a sort of an educational system, and it was based on three big principles. Reason. It must be reasonable. Religion was one of his big arms there, that you cannot really neglect spirituality. And we could talk a lot about that in today's world, where maybe consumerism and materialism has replaced that with terrible consequences for young people. I mean, the amount of suicides going on among young men between 18 and 25, and yet it's terrible somehow to have people still pushing the materialistic agenda and pushing on young people. This will give you happiness if you get this, if you get a big car, you get all these things, if you enjoy yourself, you'll be happy and go on the drugs and the drink and live. And with the consequences that we have sort of found today, that somehow there has to be a comeback. And there is, like, I was reading something there and they said there's a fierce hunger in young people. Fierce hunger for spirituality or meaning. Now, maybe they're not finding it in the institutional church, but that hunger will get them to search for where they'll find it. And hopefully, the Salesians being in the avant-garde, that we can find ways actually that would attract young people to a very healthy spirituality. And the third big principle of John Bosco was loving kindness. And that's based, as you can guess, on the spirit of Francis de Sales.